Takeaway English from the BBC.
China is the biggest market in the world, and many countries such as Germany, the USA, the UK and Russia do a lot of business there. Let's have a look at some important tips to help you be successful with these nationalities. Firstly, you must be punctual with Germans. Even 5 minutes late makes a bad impression. Being punctual is also very important in the USA. In the UK, it's important to be punctual for business meetings, but nobody expects you to be on time for a social event. 7:30 really means 7:45 or even 8:00. With Russians, always be on time, but don't be surprised if your Russian contact is very late. It's not unusual for them to be 1 or even 2 hours late. In all 4 countries, it is best to dress formally and use dark colours. In Russia, designer clothes are very common. Don't be surprised if you go to an office in the UK on a Friday and find everyone wearing jeans. Many companies have dress-down Friday, when people wear casual clothes. In Germany, first names are only used with family members and close friends, so be prepared to use titles and last names. In the USA, you will usually be invited to use first names almost immediately. The British are quite informal, and using first names in business is more and more common, especially among younger people. In Russia, however, nobody uses first names, so use titles and last names. In conversation, the British and the Americans value humour, and both like to talk about sport. The weather is also a good topic of conversation with the British, but avoid talking about politics. In Russia, say positive things about their country, but avoid making complaints. The Germans, however, prefer to get straight down to business. Finally, when doing business in all countries, make sure you have a lot of business cards. Remember that in Germany, once a deal has been agreed, you can't change it. In the USA, money is more important than relationships, whereas in Russia, it's important to get to know your contact well. Finally, don't be surprised if a British meeting seems like chaos, with everybody participating and giving opinions. So, use these tips and you'll be on your way to a successful international business career.